1950 and 1952 reunions. The next reunion was in 1950, followed by one in 1952. One member describes her feelings. I think of the excitement I feel when we finally come up out of Salt River Canyon and begin driving into the pines. The air becomes cooler and smells different, and each time it makes me long for my childhood in Arizona. The tension mounts as I impatiently wait for the first signs of shallow, for then I really know that we shall soon be at the homestead. Won't be long now, I think. I'm making certain that every station attendant, restaurant worker and store clerk I talk to knows that I'm part of the Whiting clan, and I'm headed for another big reunion, and so through shallow, on past the Holbrook turn off and on towards the homestead and Sierra Trigo. Absently watching the cedar trees drift by, I become lost in my thoughts of past reunions, the Aunts May, Martha, Elda and Min wild rendition of Who Shot the Hole in My Sombrero, Jim Bedell, Gus Shields, Albert Startup and the rest of the men from Salt Lake City with their graceful rendition of Dance of Spring, the wild baseball games, the talent shows and the afternoons for the children, and the shock I got seeing my daughter dancing on the stage in front of the audience making the dance up as she went along, the children's races in the afternoon, when we could get them out of the playhouse and off the burrows long enough, the eerie and exciting trek to Harris Cave. I believe Kay was the first one in, and he said that he just stuck his head in to see what it was like, when suddenly everyone else followed, so the only way he could go was forward. Hunting for arrowheads and pottery down below the homestead. Witnessing the never-to-be-forgotten sight of Uncle Albert in his Indian suit riding a bucking steer. Listening to Uncle Ernest, Jay Whiting, Austin Simper, John Heward, and Harold Bushman sing, rocking alone in an old rocking chair, to Grandma Whiting, who was doing just that, Uncle Eddie's majestic figure strolling through camp dressed in his Western outfit, the teenagers swarming around camp, having as much fun with the oldsters as the youngsters. The drama nights, the melons and soda pop brought in by the truckloads, Grandma Whiting's 87th birthday and the beautiful cake Ray Lewis presented to her. Aunt Martha tenderly smoothing Grandma's windblown hair for pictures. How hard it was to eat a meal, because of all the table hopping necessary to hear all that was being said and see everyone, Aunt Min in a big floppy straw hat limping from one adoring group to another, the laughter coming out of Aunt Beryl's house, causing me to run in and out of there at least 5 times a day, having each uncle and aunt greet you as though you were the only relative there. Uncles Ralph and Ernest tenderly lifting Grandma Whiting onto a donkey for her picture. The long hours Uncle Art spent bouncing over hill and dale at the wheel of the Playboy loaded with kids, the games of Run Sheep Run, the way it would usually sprinkle in the afternoon just enough to settle the dust and give the air a clean, mountain smell. Doctors Dean, Lee and Ronald holding office hours from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, Band-Aids supplied free of charge. The hustle and bustle on Sunday morning, trying to get the kids ready for Sunday school, hearing the first strains of the music, the presentation to Mary of a mason jar full of money for family genealogy, the sound of the breeze sighing through the pines, the clear blue sky, the testimonies by loved ones and those whose hearts were too full to speak, the ache of trying to force back the lump that refused to dissolve in one's throat. The grateful tears resulting from an overflowing heart acknowledging the blessings and love we share as a family, the sadness and reluctance of the last day, as we break camp and bid one another goodbye, the empty feeling as one drives through the gate down by the corral and out of sight of the campsite, but the old excited feeling that begins to rise once more as we turn to our family and start planning for the next reunion. Grandma Whiting was especially honored each reunion and usually the 3 days included her birthday. When she passed away in April of 1953, a large group of her posterity gathered in St. John's mourning her passing. It was decided then that a reunion would be held July 4th, 5th, and 6th of that year, although the time was short.